Well, crypto giant FTX is doubling down on its efforts to grow the entire crypto space. That is the subject of today's Crypto Corner segment presented by Tastyworks. And not just growing the space with little efforts, but $2 billion worth of firepower here to invest in Web3 and other crypto projects and bringing on an extreme power player in the crypto space as well in Lightspeed Venture Partners head, Amy Wu. Is now going to be leading that fund of $2 billion, and she joins us here, FTX Head of Venture and Commercial, the new title, I think, Amy, if I'm reading that correctly here. But nonetheless, interesting to pair the dots as you kind of led the round in FTX before, now joining to run this fund. I mean, what are the goals here with $2 billion to put to work?
Yeah, super excited to join FTX, and we're launching FTX Ventures today. Thanks for having me on. What we want to do with the $2 billion first fund is we want to back great teams in the crypto and Web3 space predominantly. We're looking to be strategic capital and leverage our very large sort of resources and also expertise in crypto and on the exchange side, also on the engineering side, with the projects and teams that we get to work with, and also to be really flexible capital. We don't have external partners in the fund, and so we can write a check of pretty much any size, like $100,000, $500 million, and at any stage of company as well. We're, you know, long-term thinkers and partners here, and are super excited to get to work with great builders.
It might be the best job to highlight here in terms of also on top of this. You know, we know FTX is building the compound down in the Bahamas. Now you're down there too. But when it comes to, I guess, what has you most excited for the role too? Obviously, Sam Bankman-Fried's been on the show, been very excited about what Solana could offer to the crypto space and, you know, play to earn in gaming. I mean, what do you think right now is maybe the biggest sector or piece of crypto to watch in 2022 you'll be chasing?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is crypto is still so early. You know, there's on the order of still, I would say, under 20 million people that are actively trading in DeFi and, you know, a few hundred million people who are holding crypto. And so in the next, we're excited to be in it early. I mean, FTX has been early, and we're looking to invest cross-sector. So some of the areas really excited about Web3, gaming, I would say DeFi, sort of what's going on in the ecosystems across L1s, certainly Solana and others. You're seeing, you know, Near and Arbitrum and some of L2s coming online this year, and also some of the newer categories like healthcare, exploring blockchain as well. So we're really excited to invest across the board.
Yeah, let's talk a bit more about healthcare. What kind of adoption do you see? I mean, we've seen so much money pour into this space. Now you've got $2 billion that you can deploy. What do you see? What applications do you see in healthcare?
It's super early, I would say, in healthcare, right? I mean, you have a regulated industry in crypto, and you have very regulated industry in healthcare as well. So I think that one is still going to be really early. Obviously, you know, with smart chain technologies, there's a lot of ways to be adopted in healthcare, but we'll see. And we're going to be looking across applications and also in life sciences.
Amy, I got a weird one here for you, but just kind of reflecting on what Web3 really means and kind of the way that some of those projects have been built out, it does kind of seem odd to see venture now kind of playing into this space. Of course, we've kind of seen some crypto Twitter spats between Jack Dorsey and other people in crypto venture. But what does it look like? I mean, what is kind of the mandate? I assume in building all this out, you know, it's not necessarily all about profit or returns, but also kind of how big you can grow the space. And Sam's an outside of the box thinker. So, I mean, what is really, I guess, the goal as you calculate it?
Well, I would say, I mean, there's the FTX's goals and then, you know, our venture team's goals on FTX. You know, we want to power the financial services and also users of crypto, I would say, both individuals and companies as well. I mean, today it's the second, you know, third largest crypto exchange, and also, you know, depending on how you look at it. But then the company in the last year has also built out the wallets, payments infrastructure, and we're looking at other categories as well. And so I think we're well on the way to becoming a super app for users in interacting with crypto across the ecosystem, and also as a platform, a middleware infrastructure platform for companies, Web2 and otherwise, who are looking to build into Web3 and on blockchains as well. And so both FTX and also FTX Ventures is looking to accelerate this vision and you know, support companies in the ecosystem that share this vision.
Yeah, and lastly, I guess it's just a follow-up to that question too. You know, there's a lot of ways to raise money now in the Web3 space. We've seen that with kind of crowd funds and tokenizing some of your efforts out there. But I guess that would kind of overlook what the FTX team and what you and your in your career at Lightspeed kind of brings to the table and what you get from a VC in terms of guidance and stuff like that. So, I mean, how active is that to be a piece of, I guess, the offering here as FTX launches this fund?
It's really important. I would say in the early, you know, the last 5 years in crypto, there has been a lot of index funds and you know, it was a definitely a rising tide of, you know, lifting a lot of boats in the sector. But I think we're moving into a next phase in which funds and investors and partners really need to differentiate themselves in terms of the value they bring to the table. And so, you know, it's everything from being that 2 a.m. call from a founder who really needs some critical advice on a decision they're making, to thinking through how they're designing a protocol, security for a protocol, also, you know, go to market, how to reach users, you know, leveraging the experience that we're seeing across the portfolio and also with FTX itself. And so, you know, we're launching with a team of 8 people, all very experienced in this space. And, you know, we're all sort of ready for at a team's disposal to be able to support them in building their business.